We greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 17 of Reefbound, Story of John Williams, Apostle to Polynesia. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians and is brought to you transcribed by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago. John Williams is one of those curious characters who has no desire whatsoever to build a nest for himself and dig in cozily and stay there. It's a good thing he hasn't. If John preferred coziness, he might have limited his missionary preaching to just one island in the South Seas. Instead, he builds himself a homemade boat, leaves his wife and youngsters in their thatched roof house, and sails off 1,000 miles over uncharted ocean, all to find the Samoan islanders and to be the first white man to take the gospel there. He builds churches, converts hundreds, leaves native teachers. Then he goes back to Rarotonga, stays long enough to take care of a severe epidemic of backsliding among the islanders, and then gets restless again. He worries about the native teachers he left behind in the Samoans. He dreams about the islands he missed, hundreds maybe. He's curious about the churches he started. And in 1832, he sets sail again for the Samoans. He takes along Makea, king of Rarotonga. Now in the lagoon at Tutuila in the Samoans.
I don't like the way they've lined up there, sticking their spears in the sand. Can't see their faces from 20 yards out. But I don't like it. Makea.
Yes, where to move?
Come on up here. Get in the front of the whaleboat so they can see somebody their own color.
Hey, got better idea. Let's turn front of whaleboat around. Row back to big ship.
Nonsense. Didn't have any trouble on Orsenga. We don't expect any here.
Tutuila have bad name. See, spears. Now point it up.
Men, stop rowing. That's it. No, don't turn around.
What do?
We'll wait.
For spears in stomach? 20 yards too close.
We'll wait and we'll pray. Come on, Makea. On your knees. And the rest of you.
Not good. Close eyes. Drink.
Dear Father in heaven, we know how badly these Samoans need salvation. You know we've come all of this way to tell them about Christ. You know all of the things that can stop us. Poison.
Williamu.
Spears. And things we can't even guess about.
Williamu.
Don't let them stop us. Here or any place.
Williamu.
Amen. Well, Makea.
Black face. Open eyes. Look. In water.
Why, it's a man.
Chief.
He's wading out.
Tall man. He waded very far.
And fast. Well, one man can't hurt us.
Son of white man, come ashore.
Watch out. Trick.
Can we trust you?
Trust all Tutuila.
What about those two ships you burned last year?
Forget, please.
There were two captains. You held them for ransom. How do I know you won't take me, my men?
We savage then, not savage now. We Christians.
Williamu, they have tricks.
That's not what I heard. Where'd you hear about Christ?
A great chief from white man's country named Williamu.
Trick.
You may be right, Makea. If I wasn't here, I know that.
20 moons ago.
That's when I was at Apulo.
Gave that island there, way out there, some tamafoilo.
Religion teachers.
Some of my people sail there, hear of Christ, sail back.
Could be.
We sons of word, look in back of me.
I see spears.
Away from beach, uphill, near top. See? Chapel.
To the left of that tall breadfruit. You see it? With a white cross.
Watch out for trick!
Old chief! I am Williamu.
Williamu. Come, little children, seize the boat.
Here they come. Oh. Sit down, Williamu. Watch out.
forgive old chief's strange ways.
And now that I've got my feet on dry land again... Oh, that was the roughest landing I've ever made.
Only because we afraid Willamoo get away. There is our chapel.
Oh, she's a beauty. You made her all yourselves?
No, Willamoo here, he built better.
Oh, not in 2 days. We can't stay after that, you know.
Then teacher Willamoo leave, we'll build.
Look, Amo, it's like I said, I don't have any teachers.
See? Benches we make ourselves. Big box for preacher.
It's astounding. Who preaches?
I, Chief Amo Amo.
You? But where? I mean, what do you... Well, who taught you?
What do I know? Not much. See, down the hill on the beach. See, big canoe.
By the rock?
In this canoe, Amo Amo go down to teachers. Maybe every moon, get some religion and bring back, carefully.
You write it down?
Bring it back in here, in head. When gone, I take canoe again, go for more.
All the way to Upolo?
Too long for canoe, too long for old man.
Well, you're risking your life.
No more.
How's that?
With teacher, no need.
What teacher?
Teacher Willamoo, leave?
Oh, no, Amo.
No?
No teacher. Here's why. 5 teachers we have on board. There are about 100 islands that don't know who Christ is. We have to save teachers for those islands, you see.
But we little Christians, not big.
But you are Christians.
We wait 20 moon for Willamoo.
Amo, there aren't enough native teachers to go round.
Not an island you sail from?
Not trained. If we had them, they'd be here.
Willamoo, how many Christian teachers back in white man's country?
A few days later, the flimsy messenger of Pete's puts into Upolo. John had stopped here on his first trip to Samoa. How is the church at Upolo doing now? 2 strange men come on board to tell him with great relish.
It's right, Governor, the old story. We got stranded here about a year ago. Been helping out the good and holy cause ever since.
With no training?
No guess is how you might call these shipwrecked sailors turned preachers, eh, Jack?
Yeah.
We reckoned out this William Mew, wherever the bloke turned out to be. And begging your pardon, sir, it'd be a real please for all the people we made religion.
Made religion? Well, just how do you do it?
Well, sir, we goes out and talks to them blasted black ones and tells them how God is good and desire is bad, right, Jack?
Yeah.
Then when they listens, I makes them religion and baptizes them.
Baptize? How?
Easy, sir. I takes water, dips my hands in it, crosses them on the foreheads and on the breasts. Then I read a bit of a prayer to them. Sometimes Jack does, too.
Yeah.
You read a prayer in Samoan?
That's heathen stuff. No, sir, in English.
Then what?
Well, they figure we fishes them out of hellfire, so they builds us a house, kills up a pig, makes his brother to a king.
Yeah, I like your dear.
You're doing it all for yourselves. You aren't doing them any good at all.
Well, maybe not, sir, but I don't say you sending anybody here to teach them any better.
And farther west, at the island of Ofu, a lean young chieftain says,
Willamoo leaves men to teach us peace.
How many times do I have to explain? We don't have any teachers for Ofu.
We learn peace, God's peace.
We'll come back next year.
No teachers?
No teachers.
Leave muskets then. Muskets and powder leave. Englishman no teachers peace. He teaches us war.
It's like that old chief said, Makia. How many Christians are there back in England?
Willamoo, sit down and enjoy a last of Samoan bananas. You wear deck out with walking.
It doesn't make any difference anymore.
Willamoo, talk against stone ship. Not ship fall did not carry teachers to island.
What do I mean, Makia, that this ship isn't going to be mine. Once she gets us back to Rarotonga.
Mm. Willamoo have good trip. He preach. He baptized. If he cannot give teachers to everybody, well, have banana.
Makia, somebody has to get teachers out to those islands. Teachers from England. The first step is to sell this boat.
Sell boat? Then you're reef bound.
Sell the ship. It's mine.
Making is owning. True?
And we'll use the money to go back to England and to tell everybody what I found out on this trip.
Willamu sounds sure. But Makia wonder. Tell Makia, is it good to sell one boat before you see another?
John, how long will it be before we see another ship put in here?
Trust me, Mary. I'm trusting God, you see.
Yes, dear.
I don't like to stand up here on this hill and watch the ship I hammered out with my own hands sail out to meet the horizon.
No, John. Remember making it. Remember when the rats ate the bellows?
Don't, Mary. Selling it, it's the only way. It'll bring a good price at Sydney.
I hope so.
She'd never have hung together till we got to England. No, Mary, we have to get back to get more teachers. And this is the only way.
And how soon will there be another ship?
Not long. It won't seem long at all.
Willamu, just in time. Ripe banana?
Can't, Makia. Thanks.
Where you go?
Up on the hill.
Sun too hot, middle of day. Sit down.
Hot sun means clear sky. Clear sky means...
fine shade.
I can see 10, maybe 15 miles out to sea. Keep your banana, Makia. I'm going up the hill to look for ships.
Eat something, John. You can't watch at night.
It may come at night.
But you can't see anything.
I can see ship's lights 5 miles off. And the ship can see a flare.
But it's been every night for 4 months, John. Please.
Nothing. Nothing but you gulls. Oh, if a man had wings. Oh, crazy nonsense. You gulls are driving me out of my mind. I think I see a ship's light. No, it's nothing but the moon on a gull's back. Nothing but the moon on a gull's back. How can they teach unless they be sent? How can they be sent unless I get back? Why doesn't the ship come? Stop it, you gull! I'll wring your neck and then you'll stop it!
John Williams stands alone on the little coral island. The gull curves away, and presently he sees nothing but the breakers foam on the rocks. Hears nothing but the steady, dull drone of the pounding surf. He sent his ship, his only way of getting off this island, to Sydney. He can't move from the reef, can't get 1 mile nearer England, unless some friendly ship puts into port. Will it? Listen next time to Reefbound, story of John Williams, Apostle to Polynesia. We brought you Chapter 17 of Reefbound, the story of John Williams, Apostle to Polynesia. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, transcribed from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.